This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are going to start out the show. We're going to devote almost the first half of the show to political issues. Then in the second half of the show, we go into business issues. But we're going to start out with Bob Moriarty. Now that he's really, he's decided he's really going to give his opinion instead of just kind of going mealy-mouth, for lack of better terms. Bob, your favorite person, Hillary Clinton, started her book tour this past week. I was reading on Thursday that she was in Seattle, Washington, at the University Bookstore, one of my old hangouts on University Way, and a lot of people stood in line to wait to get to see her. I'm not sure why they did that, because I'm reading something in Forbes magazine that came out on June 10th, and that is that the headline of the article is, Hillary can't name top accomplishment as Secretary of State. Quote, last night, Diane Sawyer asked Hillary Clinton a question that should come as no surprise. What significant thing did she accomplish during her 4 years as Secretary of State? What's surprising is that Hillary didn't even attempt to answer the question. She changed the subject. The Washington Post reported she gave no answer. You know, I mean, I suppose people could rationalize that by saying she didn't want to brag. This is the woman that could very possibly be the next president. Bob, any comments on that?
Yes. Gag me with spoon. Now, to say that she is my least favorite politician, I'm not sure that's accurate. The American political system is one snake, two heads. I admire Hillary Clinton with about the same fervor that I admire Michelle Obama.
Well, you must have particularly enjoyed it when she said at the age of 38 or 39 that whatever event happened on that particular day, that was the first time that she could really say in all truthfulness that she was proud to be an American. Don't you love it?
Yeah, that's because Obama was elected president. No, I mean, we're in bizarro land. We're never land. Your comment about Hillary Clinton I found really interesting because that is at least on par with Sarah Palin saying, being asked, what do you read? And saying, I read everything. There are some questions that you should naturally expect to be asked, and you should have some kind of response to it. And I would suggest that the reason Hillary Clinton didn't answer what her accomplishments were, because I remember those 4 years very distinctly, and I don't remember accomplishing anything. That's what she accomplished as senator from New York, and that's what she accomplished as First Lady of the United States. And it would be absolutely typical. It's the end of empire, and you get clowns like Bush and Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Obama and Michelle Obama, Cantor. These guys are a joke.
But the fact remains, Hillary is getting a lot of press right now. A lot of people think that she is the front runner right now for the next presidential election. What are your comments?
When you say a lot of people, do you mean a lot of people, or do you mean the news media that's controlled by six guys?
I mean, understand,
nothing that you see in the United States is real. It's artificial. Somewhere between 90 and 95% of the news media in the United States is controlled by six guys. So when you say a lot of people, you're saying six guys believe that Hillary Clinton is front runner because she's very malleable and she'll do whatever they want her to do. And she's a product of the decline of America. But we've got such interesting things going on. Iraq's blowing up. Gold's up $40 today. Yeah, it's fun time.
It's fun times. I'm curious how you came up with that number, six people control. Where'd you come up with that number? And why, I mean, why do you say that, Bobby?
There are six corporations that control, and I've heard different numbers, somewhere between 90 and 95% of the news media in the United States. That's newspapers, radio stations, and television stations. The news media is totally controlled, and you are not hearing in the media what people are saying and thinking. You're hearing what these six guys want you to believe.
You know, Corey, you and I were chatting about that with Rick and Doc this past week, and it is I would believe that it's getting to be more and more plausible to say that we could see a huge conservative backlash in the elections this year and also in 2016. As Rick brought out, a lot of people are now saying, you know, we're fed up, we've had it. That's why Eric Cantor got basically booted.
No, you just fell into their trap, and you're suggesting that there are people known as conservatives, which implies there are people known as liberals. And I'm going to tell you, I can prove to you, you're dead wrong. And the way I can prove to you is, was George Bush a conservative?
I believe so.
Excuse me, are we talking about the same George Bush?
The former president of the United States. I believe he was a conservative.
Would that be through his economic policies? Would that be making government smaller? Would that be making government friendlier? Would that be not attacking everybody in the world and acting like you're a top cop for the world? There isn't any difference. I mean, to say liberal or conservative falls into their trap. One snake, two heads. That's all you need to know.
Corey, we have to start getting guests on the show who aren't quite as bright as that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, Bobby, you're bringing up too many hard facts here. I think I'm just going to turn back to CNN and, you know, listen to what they tell.
I hate to bore you with facts. I mean, why have facts when when opinions get in the way?
You know, you make a really good point, Bob.
You know, let me name somebody who's conservative, and I think we'll agree he was conservative, and that would be Ron Paul. And when he was running, there is no question whatsoever. The people loved him. Students loved him. He raised more money from people on active duty than any other candidate, and the six guys who control the media slaughtered him. Yeah, we're in Never Never Land. We're in Bizarro Land. Ron Paul was a conservative, and they destroyed him. And George Bush, I mean, I can't see any difference between George Bush and Obama.
Well, Bob, I think that's the problem that I have, is that the media, while it is controlled by a select number of people, they do have the power to squash people, just like they did to Ron Paul.
No. They used to. Okay, we've had this discussion before. Because of the internet and because of 10,000 sites like mine, people can now express an opinion and people can now do things they couldn't do before. We keep having all these false flag operations, and, you know, it takes about 10 minutes for somebody to figure out it's a false flag operation, and the government set it up to control us. The government is losing its ability to control the narrative. And what I like best about Hillary Clinton is she comes across like a blithering idiot when you talk to her and ask her any real questions.
Bob, it will be very interesting to see what happens, because if the news media is truly losing its power, and I agree with you, we have chatted about this before, the internet is 100% helping people get the truth out there if they're out there searching for it. And I believe that more and more people in the U.S. are out there searching for the truth. And hopefully that kind of boils over to a fact where it helps get the U.S. back on track. But it just feels like they're going so far down the wrong path that something major has to happen to truly wake everybody up or get them going. We don't know what that will be.
How could the IRS lose the emails from seven people at the same time?
Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $12.6110. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.0717, $6.5359 for a half ounce, or $3.2679 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.0717, $6.5359, and $3.2679.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know,
know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to admit, Bob Moriarty is definitely one of the most interesting guys out there, and it's always fun to have him on the show, particularly to have him open up the show, because Bob generates an awful lot of commentary, and we know how he feels. He feels pretty much the same way all of us do. Two other people who I have to say share our feelings, and that I have nothing but respect for, would be Jeff Dice and Glenn Downs. Jeff and Glenn are with us right now, and we're gonna talk about a couple of political issues. The first one, I think, is not quite as important as the second issue. Second issue being the situation in Iraq, because I think that one has very major implications for the entire world. But the first thing that we're going to get Jeff and Glenn's opinion on is what's going on here with this immigration situation. I think it is absolutely a critical situation for the United States, but I'm not sure that the worldwide implications are quite as important here, and that's what we're all about on this show, and that's the worldwide implications. Glenn, let's start out with you. You really support all these kids coming across the border, don't you?
Well, thank you, first of all, Al, for having me back again. But no, it's a really it's a real breakdown of the rule of law. It's not just a question of a bunch of kids. And some of the kids really are kids, and some of these kids are also almost unemancipated minors. They're older. They're members of gangs. It's a real problem, and there's credible reports, and it's widely available on the internet and elsewhere that Border Patrol agents have been ordered simply to let these people in, and it's almost like they're trying to make it a fait accompli as part of this immigration quote unquote reform effort, and so the United States has the most generous. Some of the most generous immigration laws, legal immigration laws in the world, is now just simply saying, this government is simply saying, well, just let everybody come streaming across the border. And in many cases, when they get there, particularly women, they're arrested, charged with violating immigration law, and then our government will give them a bus ticket, ask them where they might have family someplace in the United States. Our government will give them a bus ticket to the place where their family is, and along with just orders to show up in court for their court dates. And guess what? Folks just kind of disappear into the country. And it's not just a trickle. It's a real huge flow, and it's a huge flow that's being facilitated by the government that's sworn to uphold the laws that they're turning their back on.
Jeff, I want to get your input on this topic, but then also after you give your input, I want to know, do you think that right now we have a lot of Mexicans coming across the border? Do you think this could spread to other countries and potentially have a situation where people are arriving on boats or however they might be in droves?
Well, it has spread to other countries. We certainly have immigrants coming here from other dire situations, not just from Mexico, Central and South America. Obviously, most of our immigrants come from those countries simply because there's a landmass connecting us. I do like the fact that this situation is being correctly perceived, I think, in the media as a breakdown of states. In other words, the governments in these somewhat impoverished Central and South American countries are able to provide even a basic economy or basic level of subsistence for their poorest folks, causing them to, sometimes out of desperation, want to come to America. It's also being viewed as a breakdown of the United States government in its just basic ability to even control borders or control the flow of humans. So I think that's the only silver lining in this otherwise horrible situation, is that people are really starting to question whether states can even perform the tasks that they claim to be able to perform. I think the critical issue here is the welfare state inducement. In other words, if people are really coming here for better opportunities to better themselves, to have a better life, it's awfully hard for anyone with an ounce of humanity in them to disregard that or to want to send someone like that back, assuming, of course, they're not a criminal or a problematic person. But if you look at places that are multicultural, so to speak, that sort of work, i.e. Singapore, Dubai, they tend to not have much in the way of a welfare state. So America has a real choice in front of it, and that is whether we want to be a social democracy or whether we want to be a multicultural, merit-based society. And it sounds like a lot of our friends on the progressive left side somehow think we can be both.
Here's an interesting question, and the question has nothing to do with Mexico, unfortunately, because that was the topic I wanted to talk about. But since we got you guys, I want to ask you, what do you think about the IRS chief stating that no apology is necessary for the IRS for the fact that Lerner's computer was trashed? How about you, Glenn?
Well, I, for one, think that's ridiculous. The idea that they've sort of, her hard drive was destroyed because it had been corrupted in some way, and that's just the way it was, just flies in the face of credulity. And obviously, if any private citizen told the IRS, well, I'm sorry, I just destroyed my hard drive and I don't have the records you're asking for, they wouldn't say no apologies necessary. And obviously, the fact of the matter is this has been very much in the news, and there's been all kinds of non-cooperation from the IRS across the front here, and now for this to be disappeared the way that it was is more than probably, I think, just a little bit suspicious.
How about you, Jeff? Real quick, we got about 2 minutes on this one.
Well, it's hilarious. I mean, just to see the naked hubris of an appointed official is enjoyable. But beyond that, I mean, look, this is sort of like talking about a petty theft by a serial killer. The IRS literally puts people in cages. It destroys their lives. It robs and steals every day of the week. So the fact that the head of the IRS will come to before Congress and obfuscate about some emails that they clearly destroyed intentionally, I mean, nobody doubts that. This is frankly what the American people have allowed to happen, which is, you know, an out of control executive branch. I mean, who's going to do anything to her? Is Eric Holder? No. I suppose if public pressure becomes strong enough, she could step down from her post or even be dismissed by Obama, highly unlikely. Or I'm sorry, he could even be dismissed by Obama, highly unlikely. But frankly, he would just go on to another job and probably do quite well. So the reason bureaucrats don't answer to us is because nothing bad happens to them for not answering to us.
I find it to be absolutely amazing that this is even going on right now, but our audience has heard me say that more than 100 times. Having said that, we're going to take a real short break here. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the situation in Iraq. Glenn, you were just involved in a fairly high-level meeting on this situation. It'd be interesting to hear what you have.
You know, Al, I find it absolutely amazing as a Canadian that you guys have managed to get yourself in such a bad situation. It's one issue that I think, looking down at the U.S., I just don't quite understand how it's gotten so out of hand.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are back with Glenn Downs and Jeff Dice. Glenn, by the way, is recording from his office, so if you hear a little background chit-chat, that's coming from a congressional office back in on the East Coast. Having said that, Washington, D.C., having said that, Glenn, you were involved with a rather interesting meeting you were talking with us about, telling us about, I should say, off mic with a gentleman from Iraq. What does he say is going on over there?
Well, Al, you know, this whole issue with ISIS or ISIL is interesting on a lot of different levels. And the question is, what all is going on? And I'm afraid a lot of people are playing checkers in a game that's really more like three-dimensional chess. And this is, there's a proxy war of sorts going on. And this is connected, I believe, not only to what's going on, the issue between the sectarian differences within Iraq, but also the sectarian differences between Iraq and Iran, and then their implications with Iran's relationship with Syria, Syria's relationship with Russia, and Russia's involvement in the Ukraine. And so it's almost like we've discussed before, indications that this might be like the beginning of World War One, where things can really kind of get out of hand. In the meeting I was just in, was trying to be sold on the idea that really the ISL, ISIL or ISIS is described two different words. This Sunni based Islamist group that's kind of racing through Iraq has really got a lot more support from the broader SUNY community than most people know. And, of course, it's also getting aid and comfort from monetary comfort from at least from the Saudis and probably the Emirates. But also, let's not forget, these folks are people that had our money and our weapons fighting up in Syria to begin with. So the United States' hand is on this, and there's no way that they could have massed, these thousands of people could have massed up and began this campaign without having at least U.S. intelligence assets aware that that was going on. So there's something bigger going on here. So the gentleman I just had, I'll remain anonymous, I just had an hour-long discussion with, thinks that the good tell on this will be if this is just a plain, good old-fashioned civil war-type situation, the Sunnis will get to the edge of the Sunni areas and sort of stop and then not go into the more Shia areas or go after any of the Shia shrines, because that would trigger a much, much larger Shia and an Iranian uprising. So somebody's making mischief from the outside in a big way and trying to provoke some larger regional conflict for other reasons, that would be, in this gentleman's mind, that would be a good tell. If you started seeing these Sunnis go into these highly Shia regions or Shia areas and see some of the Shia shrines blown up, at least in the name of ISIS, then watch out. We might see it might really spread and conflagrate in a bigger way than people might imagine, and it can happen quickly.
This sounds like another story of the U.S. putting their hands in, or actually putting their weapons in other people's hands, and then all of a sudden it escalating out of anything that I believe what they assumed would happen. Jeff, I want to get your opinion on, as Glenn said, the potential of different countries getting involved in this war. What are some countries that you're watching closely that could really escalate this?
Well, the people we have to worry about escalating this are right here in our own country. People like Bill Kristol, who made some very outrageous quotes that are now coming back to bite him during the second Bush term, saying that, you know, there's every indication the Shia and the Sunni are going to work together. They want to craft a constitution. They want to deal with their conflicts, when in fact we all know that this was a very fragile situation held together by a strong man of sorts named Saddam Hussein. It's a preposterous and dangerous fool's errand to try to break an egg and then put together an omelet, so to speak, here in Iraq. It was never really a natural organic country to begin with. It was cobbled together many years ago in terms of its boundaries. It's really a horrific situation. Al, I know you're old enough to remember, you know, the haunting scenes of that last helicopter on the roof of our embassy in Vietnam. And, you know, I'm not saying necessarily that Baghdad is going to fall. I think that just from a face-saving perspective, the U.S. government would probably try to step in and prevent that. But what's happened in Mosul and other parts of the country where the Iraqi security forces that we train simply dropped their weapons and fled against a much smaller ISIS force, man, it's got to feel like Vietnam for folks who are old enough to remember that.
Well, it does. I think one of the differences, though, that we have here is you got a much more complicated playbook. And the reason I say that is because in Vietnam, you were talking about North Vietnam, South Vietnam, and obviously China. Okay, but here you're talking about, number one, a group of people, and I'm talking about the entire Middle East here. You're talking about a group of people who the West has never beaten. I mean, let's look at the track record in Afghanistan. You got the French, you got the Russians, you got the United States. None of them could accomplish anything over there. Look at the track record in Iran. Hell, under Jimmy Carter, we couldn't get our hostages released, for God's sakes, for the longest period of time. You look at what's going on in Iraq. A very large number of our military forces were killed over there, and the situation today is absolutely no different from what it was, very possibly even much worse than it is. Then let's look at Israel. What are we accomplishing in Israel? Well, we're keeping them breathing, and that's certainly important. I'm not saying it's not, but the situation over there, the playbook, again, is so much more complicated, and I got to tell you, The United States, as your old boss used to say, Jeff, has no business over there. And Glenn, directed to you, I'll bet you Congressman Jones feels exactly the same way.
Oh, no question about it. And he's often said that he thought the worst vote he ever took was to authorize the engagement in Iraq in the first place, after later on he got a fuller brief of what their intelligence were, what the intelligence was, and it was at least to some extent manipulated. Let's just put it that way. So it's a, you know, and this issue of this Sunni Shia, whether this is just a straight up Sunni Shia civil war or whether it's a Sunni Shia civil war that's been sort of provoked and helped along a little bit, you know, for larger geopolitical reasons, just pawns in the larger geopolitical chess mass. This is a divide that goes back 1,400 years between these two groups of people. And it's stunning to me that after what we went through in Iraq, in the aftermath of the 9/11 situation and the escalation into Iraq, and how little people knew at that time, honestly, about the difference between Sunni and Shia and Alawite Muslims and the Kurds and all the other ethnicities over there, how little we've learned since then. If you listen to the commentary, there's just talk about terrorists and about the government. And people are still missing out. Obviously not listeners to the Corlin Economics Report, but the general public and the general media either is ignoring, or are choosing to ignore or choosing to be ignorant about these deep and very real sectarian differences that exist over in that part of the world. And to put U.S. Troops and U.S. treasure and U.S. prestige into harm's way into that part of the world, being as willfully ignorant as it turns out that so many people are, is just shocking to me.
Jeff, I want to throw it over to you and let you explain to our listeners the Mises Weekend, the audio podcast that you do with some great guests.
Just a weekend show we started to have some less economics heavy, more libertarian focused guests on the weekend. Last week we had the great Jim Bovard, who's sort of a muckraking journalist. This week we had Eric Peters, who runs a great libertarian car site. So if you like cars and motorcycles, he's your man.
Okay, there you have it from Jeff Deist and Glenn Downs. This is more than food for thought. This is food for fear.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Path 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with our three musketeer friends. That would be Chris Temple, Richard Postma, better known as Doc, and Rick Ackerman. Let's start with you, Rick. What did you think about the way the markets closed this past week? Number one, a very interesting week in gold. No question about that.
No question. Gold had a great week. As I mentioned in our earlier interview, I had a signal trip to take the August COMEX contract all the way up to 1445, about 120 bucks where we're trading now. So very promising start. And as far as the broad averages, we really kind of flattened out this week. The market spent a whole day marking time waiting for Janet Yellen to say what she usually says, which is nothing. And then they got a bit of a short squeeze out of that, but never nearly revived. So we've kind of closed, let's say, buoyant, and I think we're going to see higher movement here in the broad averages next week.
Doc, focusing on gold, we have a weekend special up with Peter Brandt, another very technical trader. He mentioned just how bullish he was on gold simply because of this one-year reverse or inverse head and shoulders that has formed. He thinks we're going much, much higher throughout this year and even next year. What are your comments?
I can agree with that, and we've been talking about that inverse head and shoulders for some time and that potential, and you also see it in a lot of precious metal stocks. But I think we have a little bit more work here to do. Usually June is a little bit tough month for gold, but it certainly hasn't been this year. But July, the early part of July, might be a little rough. I really feel before we move up to Rick's price level in August that we're going to come back here first. I think we're going to see 1280 gold again, and I think we're going to see about 1990 silver. And I would like to see that sooner than later, because if we see it sooner than later, that's a nice two steps forward, one step back. And I like that a lot better, because if we do that, it's going to give us a much more substantial market move.
We talk a lot with you, Chris, about the resource stocks, and I know that you follow a number of resource stocks in your newsletter, and you've been doing that for a long time. We recorded a weekend special with Eric Coffin. Eric is really a stock guy from the word go and has been for at least 20 years now in his newsletter, Hard Rock Analyst, that he did with his brother David Coffin. Great newsletter, by the way, and I really want to suggest that listeners go to our favorite site's website and take a look at his newsletter. But having said that, he is looking for a breakout in, as I am, in the junior resource sector to begin by the end of this summer, if it hasn't already begun right now. Any comments?
Well, I would tend to think that we may already see the beginning of that breakout. You know, to me, the most important thing that happened this week is that a lot of the garden variety hedge funds, the mutual funds, the institutional investors, the investors out there that don't always listen to programs like this, they have not been that interested in gold in the recent past because it was a maybe as to what Janet Yellen may or may not do once price pressures come in. We've all heard before from her multiple times that she would let inflation run for a while before doing anything about it to make sure that the, quote, economy did well. But this week we were faced not with the prospect of that, but with the reality of that. And we don't have time in this segment to go into a couple of key words that she used, but she removed any doubt that any reasonable person had that she's going to let inflation get much hotter than 2% and really react late, very, very late, if at all. That changes the tenor, that changes the narrative, and all of a sudden now people are going to be compelled to look at this sector as they were compelled to do so in the 1970s, when back then we had a central bank printing money like no tomorrow by those days' standards, not being too quick to raise interest rates to fight inflationary pressures. The extremes aren't going to be the same at least yet, but the pattern is. And I think that's the game changer this week, is that now this isn't speculation. What the Fed is going to do to stoke gold and the stock market and energy and other things is now more of a reality.
You know, the million-dollar question that I have here is just how significant, how important do you folks think that the actions of the Fed are in terms of keeping this economy afloat? Anybody who's been listening to this show for any length of time knows that I think it's the only thing that's keeping the markets going. And the fact that the markets continue to go in an upward direction is doing wonders for consumer confidence, which is kind of faltering. But I would maintain that if you saw a crash in the S&P, the Dow, the NASDAQ, what have you, which you would definitely see if the Fed got out of it, I think that you would have very, very serious, if nothing else, social conditions and certainly economic conditions. I mean, Rick, you think I'm nuts?
Well, I think there's no question that the Fed has pushed the market higher. I don't see it as a direct manipulation, but they've put so much easy-to-borrow money in the hands of the players, really, that it costs nothing for them to drive stocks higher. So when you talk about the Fed withdrawing, they're not going to do that. They're not going to raise interest rates as much as they talk about it, because subjecting the quadrillion-dollar derivatives bubble to even 50 basis points could collapse the whole shoddy edifice. So, and they're purporting to tighten a little bit by withdrawing $10 billion a month in purchases of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, but it's really nothing. It's not even a drop in the bucket. So it'll continue till it stops, but I think there's going to need to be some shock, some catalyst to make all of its essentially lay the whole sham bare. We're very close to stalling out with the economy. I think the only thing going right now is auto sales, and consumer spending is, I'm not going to say it's imploding yet, but we see the beginnings of it with the weakness in all the retail, the retail players, big operations like Target and Costco, and or not Costco, but Walmart So it's really begun to affect consumer spending. That's two-thirds of GDP growth, a little more than that. So something's got to give.
Rick, I agree that the Fed isn't going to remove themselves from the market. They're going to keep interest rates low. I also think something that Chris says is that they're also going to find different ways to get money injected back into the system through other avenues. Chris, you talk about this tax holiday that some of the politicians are at least throwing out there for some of the corporations in the U.S. that have money offshore. Do you think this is just the start of something?
Well, I think that there's at least a few sensible people in Washington, not many, but a few, who realize that rather than going down this road of just creating all this funny money, why don't we take some of what's out there and do something that actually comports with all this talk about free enterprise and the markets and stuff like that. The U.S. has one of the most confiscatory corporate tax rates on earth, and that's why you've got some $2 trillion overseas. They know it. And you've got Rand Paul, and Harry Reid trying to strike a deal on a tax holiday of sorts where that rate would be lowered to some single-digit rate, some of that money brought back here to put a few people to work, rebuild some roads and bridges. Makes a whole lot more sense than the Fed printing more money. Beyond that, I'm not sure what there is to do because, you know, like the old saying is, you can't get blood out of a turnip. We've long since left the days when we had a broad American economy which had organic growth. We now have this top-down, trickle-down monetary policy where the Fed prints all this money, runs asset prices up, and hopes it trickles down. So, you know, I think it's a good idea to have this tax holiday. It's a good idea to rebuild roads and bridges by some means other than running the debt higher, but that's very small, unfortunately, Corey, in a grand scheme of things. If we still have a Fed that is in inflate or die mode, and they're not going to change that.
Doc, we got to wrap it up. We've only got about 30 seconds left here, but I know that you are feeling, because we do daily editorials with you every single day, we know that you feel that this conventional market doesn't have the legs that a lot of people would like. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this on the local radio station, go to your computers, listen to some of our podcasts. We do these daily editorials every day with Chris, Rick, and Doc. Stick around. We're going to be back for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.